Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has begun outlining his conditions for a potential U.S.-brokered peace plan with Russia as the war nears its fourth year. After talks in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron, he says the revised Trump administration proposal, reworked during negotiations with U.S. officials in Florida, looks better, though the hardest questions, particularly territory and security guarantees, remain unresolved. He also stressed that the front line is still highly volatile, with fierce fighting around Pokrovsk and Kupiansk.
Certainly, hard fighting is ongoing in Pokrovsk and other directions. For example, our soldiers have more success in Kupiansk direction, although Russia says it captured Kupiansk. But we, to be honest, cleared out almost everybody in this town.
He also claims Russian forces have taken their heaviest losses since the start of the full-scale invasion, particularly over the past 2 months.
Russia has a lot of soldiers. Last month, they suffered the most casualties. In the past 2 months, starting October, Russian soldiers suffered biggest losses in almost 4 years of the war. With video confirmation, 25,500 Russian soldiers were killed. Hence, when it comes to advances in kilometers, there are no secrets. There are some Russian advances, but this war, I'm sorry for using such word, but this war has a living contact line. It changes both ways.
Those numbers have not been independently verified. Mr. Zelensky then turned to the peace talks themselves, welcoming detailed written proposals from Washington and European capitals, but insisting that any deal must come with guarantees.
Russia has violated its promises so many times already, breached every agreement, and it is very easy for Russia to sabotage peace. That is why strong security guarantees are needed for Ukraine, for all of us.
He says the main obstacle is still territory, who controls what and under which conditions, with reconstruction funding and the form of Western security guarantees close behind. Meanwhile, France's President Emmanuel Macron says the current burst of diplomacy could prove pivotal in moving the conflict towards a resolution, while cautioning that discussions remain at an early stage.
I am very happy to welcome President Zelensky back to Paris, exactly 15 days after his previous visit, and at a moment that could be a turning point for the future of peace in Ukraine and security in Europe.
The French president, however, says that any peace deal must be agreed upon by Kyiv and its allies, not imposed on them. Mr. Macron was careful to endorse the U.S.'s role in bringing about the negotiations as President Donald Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, prepares to meet Vladimir Putin in Moscow.
The United States of America, like Ukraine, like all Europeans, wants peace. This is the central goal of the negotiations that have taken place in recent hours and weeks. But it is clear to all of us that when we talk about peace, everyone has a role to play. Russia must stop the aggression. It has given no signal, no evidence in this regard. Ukraine is the only one that can discuss its territories. They belong to them as recognized by international law and sovereignty.
That mirrors what French and EU officials have been saying, that the U.S. may be leading the negotiations, but any final deal has to include Ukraine and Europe at the table, particularly on territory and security guarantees. In Moscow, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has confirmed that President Putin will meet Mr. Witkoff on Tuesday. Russian and Western reports suggest the talks will touch on borders, security guarantees, and frozen Russian assets, though Mr. Peskov has withheld details, insisting the negotiations must remain behind closed doors.
We said already that for the success of the process of peace talks, and we are interested in its success, we are not going to hold talks in megaphone regime. We are not going to hold any discussions via media.
Meanwhile, EU defense ministers have been meeting in Brussels, chaired by the bloc's foreign policy chief, Kaya Kallas. Speaking as she arrived for the meeting, Ms. Kallas says this is potentially a decisive moment.
It is clear that Russia does not want peace, and therefore we need to make Ukraine as stronger as possible in order to them to be ready to stand up for themselves in this very, very difficult time. It could be a pivotal week for diplomacy. We heard yesterday that the talks in America were difficult but productive. We don't know the results yet, but I will talk to the defense minister of Ukraine and as well as foreign minister of Ukraine today.
Meanwhile, a Russian missile strike in the city of Dnipro has killed 4 people and injured around 40 others. With this latest attack and others in mind, President Zelensky continues to look for ways to ensure Ukraine's long-term security. On Monday, he toured Dassault Aviation's headquarters near Paris after Kyiv signaled its intent to buy up to 100 French Rafale fighter jets, along with drones and air defense systems. The letter of intent, signed 2 weeks ago, would give Ukraine access to Rafale F-4 aircraft over the next decade. A purchase, analysts say, would be the largest single order for the jet, though deliveries are still years away. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.